going to Mars is not easy. I guess by now many of you already know the rocket containing the Perseverance rover is in a bit of trouble. The computer on the rocket has gone into what is known as safe mode. This occurs when something goes wrong and the computer wants to protect itself and the rocket. NASA has said they think they know what the problem is and they can correct it. It was believed a temperature sensor detected a temperature which was lower than programmed for. I certainly hope they are correct, because if they are not and the rocket is lost, many years of work were for nothing and the mission cost $2.4 billion. The Perseverance rover is the most advanced device ever sent off the planet. The problem could be solved before I get this article up, and that would be okay with me. Meanwhile, one of the things Perseverance is going to do is look for microscopic life. I thought about that. Scientists have always assumed microscopic life would be microbes and such, but could you imagine if there was microscopic intelligent life? How would we even know? We probably would think it was just microbes of some kind. That would be the cruelest cut to that life as we scooped it up. I have mentioned this before, so I'm not going into great detail about it, but an old television show from the 1950s actually had that as the theme of the story they aired. One of the reasons I am thinking this way has to do with some sightings which have been seen around our sun for years. There have been many photographs taken of our sun. They usually come from the Solar and Heliospheric Observatory run by NASA. It is known as SOHO. Over the years, observers have found many strange objects in the pictures which were taken by SOHO. These objects have been circling the sun or just traveling by or through it. One of the strange things about these objects is some of them are far bigger than the Earth. If they are indeed sort of alien ship, the occupants inside could be huge, perhaps miles tall and wide. These huge objects have also been seen traveling towards the Earth. I think it was last year when several of them was seen heading this way, and when they got to about Jupiter they vanished. At the time people were speculating whether they were using invisibility technology or sped off somewhere else. Perhaps they made it to the sun and were the same objects we were seeing in the SOHO photos? If we find out aliens exist which are that tall, is it crazy to think intelligent aliens which are microscopic might exist at the other end of the scale? We really don't know anything yet, unless the government has some answers it is hiding. For months there has been a buzz on the internet about the Pentagon releasing more UFO data. I don't know what they are going to do, but apparently some people are hoping, maybe beyond hope, this is true. I can't blame them, but being someone who was lived through at least 70 years of this nonsense, I don't hold my hopes very high for a meaningful release of data. If there is another release, we might see a few videos along with a bunch of redacted records. The government has no qualms about issuing totally redacted pages in a document. I would be embarrassed issuing a totally redacted page. Rather than doing that, I would issue a page listing the page numbers of pages which were withheld. It is a little more honest. Another thought I've had has to do with bringing back samples. There are a lot of objects on Mars which could indicate there was intelligent life there at one time. If there was, how do we know it wasn't wiped out by a disease and we are bringing that disease back because it lives on the rocks and in dirt we are bringing back to Earth? The only safe way I can see right now to examine things like that would be in some safe environment such as a space station or perhaps a facility built on the moon. One of the questions some people are asking is, could we find intelligent life still living on Mars? Some feel there is a chance there could be beings living underground. They base some of this on the fact methane seems to be coming from around caves on the surface of the planet. If an intelligent race had to migrate below the surface to save themselves as the surface was being destroyed, might they not go underground if they didn't have space travel capability? I think we might have to look to ourselves for this answer. There has been an incredible amount of underground construction by the governments of Earth. It may be the United States has done more of this construction than any other country. It is said we possess more tunneling machines than anyone else. I can relay some of the things I have heard about this, such as the fact we have built a tunnel from Florida to the Midwest where there is a lake. The purpose of the tunnel is said to allow submarines to travel undetected to the lake where tests are conducted. Other tunneling projects were said to be used to build under existing bases by going down many stories, putting the equivalent of a large building underneath a military base. It is said this allows the development projects which overhead satellites cannot see and keeps prying eyes away. There is talk stating all our military bases around the world are now connected underground. Some even say there are high-speed trains down there which can whisk people from one base to another without anyone knowing it. I think if the surface of the Earth was being destroyed, we would be quite capable of saving some people in underground facilities, and if there were Martians and they were at least advanced as we are, who knows what we might find. Suddenly everybody wants to send devices to Mars. It is starting to look like the old gold rush, only this is a lot more difficult because most of the craft sent there never make it for one reason or another. Somebody said it is not the trip to Mars which is really difficult, it is slowing the ship down when it gets there. The United States has done the bulk of the landings on Mars, with the Soviet Union getting to the surface twice. The United States landed Viking 1, Viking 2, Pathfinder, Sojourner, Spirit, Opportunity, Phoenix, Curiosity and Insight. The Soviet landers didn't fare well, as I said in the past. Only two did reach the surface and one had crashed.